better way to handle mental health in the criminal justice system is needed. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karen A. Snedker, professor in the Department of Sociology at Seattle Pacific University, explores what to do.
The number of individuals with mental health issues under the supervision of the criminal justice system is rising with grave consequences. In 2017, the U.S. Department of Justice reported that 44% of jail inmates and 37% of prisoners had a history of mental health problems. Problem-solving courts, specifically mental health courts, have emerged as one response. Mental health courts are voluntary courts where clients agree to a set of court conditions. In exchange, they receive a reduced sentence or dismissal of criminal charges and gain access to a wider range of social and supportive services. In my research, I studied two mental health courts. I observed court proceedings and conducted interviews with team members and clients going through the court. In addition, I gathered quantitative data to analyze post-court outcomes for a select cohort of clients. Several key findings emerge from these data. First, mental health courts are characterized by a therapeutic orientation and a less adversarial style, leading to significant changes in culture and organization of the court. Second, the makeup of the team is critical. When led by a knowledgeable and empathetic judge and a strong team, the court experience can be therapeutic and reflect the principles of procedural justice. Third, client data reveal that mental health court participation can positively change lives and reduce rates of reoffending. My findings underscore the need for continued evidence-based research on mental health courts. It can enhance its collaborative goals through improved management and education. Several reforms to sharpen the court's therapeutic role would involve embracing more harm reduction practices.
That was Karen A. Snedker of Seattle Pacific University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.